Grendel doesn't bark when my key hits the lock. That's when I know something is wrong. Grendel, an 11-year-old beagle mix, still barks at the mailman, the neighbors, squirrels, cats, any strangers at all, despite his age and flagging energy. And I can count on him barking with joy when I come in the back door every evening. If not for him, I'd always be greeted by stone-cold silence. And that's what I hear tonight. I toss my keys onto the kitchen counter and slip my coat off. Grendel? Everything looks normal. Grendel's food bowl is nearly empty, which means he's eaten while I was out at the library. I usually manage to keep the kitchen clean, mainly because I don't cook. The appliances are here, and everything appears to be in order. But something feels wrong. Without Grendel's barking, the house seems unsettled. Off. A chill flash freezes up my spine. I feel like an intruder in my own home, like I've walked in on something. I move toward the front of the house, stepping carefully, the ancient floorboards squeak, each one sounding like a gunshot. Grendel typically spends his time on the couch when I'm gone. When he hears something outside, he likes to lift his head and look out the picture window. He lets out a series of barks that make him sound much more vicious than he really is, and, once that's out of his system, he flops back down as though he's just run 20 miles. By now, I should hear his collar jingling, his nails on the hardwood. He's an old dog, I tell myself. Old dogs don't live forever. Grendel? When I reach the entrance to the living room, I freeze in place. Everything is where it's supposed to be. The lamp I always leave on is on. The furniture is arranged the way it's been arranged for years. Nothing is disturbed. Nothing is broken. And Grendel sits on the floor, his tail flopping back and forth when he sees me. Everything is where it's supposed to be, except that someone is sitting in the recliner, legs crossed, hand gently scratching Grendel between the ears. Hello, she says. My mind is slower than my body. My body reacts instantly. My muscles tense. My hands clench. My knees bend into a defensive crouch, and adrenaline shoots through me like rocket fuel. But my mind is still trying to make sense of this scene before me. A young woman with long hair dyed an unnatural shade of red sits in my recliner petting my dog. And she greets me like she's supposed to be there, like I've asked her to wait for me to come home this evening. She wears a red coat, black jeans, and heavy boots, and her face is mostly obscured by large, owl-like glasses. Who the hell are you? You need to get out of here. The woman lifts her hand from Grendel's head and holds it up, cutting off my words. Grendel bounds over, sniffs my shoes. He would have barked when she first came in, but he always barks the first time he meets someone. Then he gets used to them. He looks happy to see me. You know who I am, Connor, she says, and once you remember who I am, I think you're going to know why I'm here. I don't know who you are, I say, but I am going to call the police if you don't get out. If you didn't take anything and didn't hurt my dog, you can just leave, and I won't press charges. She ignores my threat. With a slow theatricality, she lifts the glasses off her face and folds them, placing them carefully in her lap. She blinks a couple of times, but remains quiet. If you want food, you can take it. Or money, I'll give it to you. But you have to go.
Connor.
And then I finally see it. Her face is suddenly familiar. The eyes are bright blue. The shape of her face, thinner, much thinner, but recognizable. She must realize that I'm starting to really see her, because she smiles knowingly, like a chess master who has just outfoxed a lesser opponent.